I think human consciousness was a tragic misstep in evolution. We became too self-aware. Nature created an aspect of nature separate from itself. We are creatures that should not exist by natural law.
That sounds god-fucking-awful, Rush.
We are things that labor under the illusion of having a self. This accretion of sensory experience and feeling. Programmed with total assurance that we are each somebody. When in fact, everybody's nobody.
I wouldn't go around spouting that shit. I was you. People around here don't think that way. I don't think that way.
I think the honorable thing for our species to do is deny our programming. Stop reproducing. Walk hand in hand into extinction. One last midnight, brothers and sisters opting out of a raw deal.
So, what's the point of getting out of bed in the morning?
I tell myself I bear witness. The real answer is that it's obviously my programming. And I lack the constitution for suicide.
My luck, I picked today to get to know you. What, 3 months, I don't hear a word from you and...
You asked.
Yeah, and now I'm begging you to shut the fuck up.
So we're here today, and I know what everyone's thinking, even though you can't see this, but no, this is not a handsome contest. It is.
It's a fucking it's a one horse race.
It's a travesty.
It's a loss for me.
We've got the dream team together. We're going to talk about the coronavirus and how it's affecting everyone. From the bedroom to the booths, Aaron Pavis will be joining us momentarily. But you know, on the line, of course, I've got you know, for rejoining the show. It's been a little while. Hambone is back from the freaking Hambone Show. How you doing, my friend?
Very well. Thanks for having me.
And we got Husey from It's Husey. Hello.
Bonjour.
In his you know, disgusting germ-infested country right now. You can't even come here if you want. Thank God, actually, finally, we closed the borders to the Irish, because it's been a disaster over here ever since the first Irishman set his dirty, greasy feet on the shores of New York.
It's a shame, because I really wanted to go there to see some Aziz Ansari comedy shows. Like, you Americans really know how to bring the funny.
And Mike Durbin from the Mike Durbin Show as well. What's up, Mike?
Good morning.
You know what?
Interestingly, that's actually going to be the peak of Mike's energy input today.
That's why I want to start with Mike so that we can keep the energy level high. And yes. I actually figured that the coronavirus outbreak and all this nonsense going on, it's actually a really good thing for Mike, because if he's quarantined indoors, the likelihood of him getting shot to death in the Chicago streets decreases drastically. So it's actually going to make his life a little safer.
Well, I don't know if you guys saw on Twitter last night, but Wrigleyville, which is it's a big bar scene here in Chicago on the north side, there were hundreds of people out for the St. Patrick's Day thing that they always do. You know, nobody wants to listen. Yeah, nobody wants to listen to the authorities or the doctors. Stay inside. No, they're out having a great time. You know, there's women on planes licking toilet seats that we saw the video of. What's that?
All that.
What's that, Hambone?
That was disgusting and arousing at the same time.
She was cute.
The thing that I find most disturbing about that St. Patrick's Day thing was the lack of racial diversity in the crowd. That's what I find more problematic than the deadly virus is going to kill us all. At least white people will die.
Oh, for sure. We got to thin out the whites. What I wanted to get to was kind of see how this, you know, has affected everyone's daily life and how it will going forward. So... First, I know, like, it interests me because, you know, out of the group here, I know Husey actually has an out of the house gig, but Mike actually has a real man's job, like a physical job, you know, and unlike the rest of us. So What's going on now with your schedule? You said they pulled you out of people's homes. Like now, I mean, that's obviously the wise thing to do, but
yeah, they drastically shifted my work assignment. So I am not going to be going in people's houses anymore, repairing things. And now I'll be out in the street doing other stuff. So, I'm not happy about it, but it's probably a good idea.
So the danger level of you getting shot to death has grown, or someone could throw bleach on you maybe, or
yeah.
Yeah, I saw.
You know what? To be honest, I'm just thankful that I have a job that it's not like a,
yeah,
you know, a bartender or, you know, a touring musician, something where it's shut down for the next whoever knows how many weeks.
It could be.
So I'm thankful for that.
It could be anything. And we'll get to where everyone's at and what the restrictions and everything. But in PA, they just the governor put out the mandate like, hey, fucking, I'm not going to force you to close, but everyone that's not a essential business should be closing. Of course, there's bars all around me that are just like, fuck you. You know, there's no way they're turning this money down. But there's Aaron Pave is joining the discussion here for the first time.
What's going on?
What's up?
Can you all hear me all clear?
Oh, hi.
You're good.
I noticed
that. I can hear the fuck out of you.
Oh, shit.
You know, what's happening?
Just in the middle of this.
What's happening?
In the middle of this coronavirus discussion, I was explaining, because we were talking about how Mike's work schedule has been affected and all the people that are going to be losing gigs and whatnot for the next few weeks. And here in Pennsylvania, they have basically said everything should be closed other than, you know, hospitals, grocery stores, gas stations, I think.
Right.
See, I was going to...
Bowling alleys.
And bowling alleys. When I first started, when the panic started, I kind of stocked up a little bit on groceries, and I was like, man, should I fill my gas tank? You know, just in case. And I'm like, you know what? If they're going to keep us in the fucking house, there's really no reason to. The only reason you want to fill your tank is if a Walking Dead style epidemic started and you want to head for Meyer Mountain. You know what I mean?
Well, you know how to survive a Walking Dead style epidemic?
How's that?
Get acting lessons. The better actor you are, the quicker you get off that show and then you get put into a Marvel film with a strong black lead.
Dude. I watched the first... season and a half so far. I just went back and it's been a while. It's been 10 years since the show started airing, whatever.
Right.
Dude, they've wound up now where the two series leads is Daryl and Carol, right?
Yeah.
No one still watches. Fucking A, man. That chick that plays Carol sucks. She fucking sucks, especially those early seasons. I'm like, damn, I forgot how fucking terrible she was. And it's the most unrealistic portrayal ever. You're telling me she goes from this housewife getting slapped around with no knowledge of how to fucking survive in the world to fucking Lady Rambo? It makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, but that's why you gotta keep those cunts in their place.
Like her husband.
Has anyone noticed that Joe has come in fancy dress as Conan?
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's funny.
Hey, bro. These fucking gay wrestlers, man. Back in my day, bro. What's his name? Vince McMahon.
We're trying to, I think that everyone on that show, much like everyone on this show, is probably going to feel a little bit of a squeeze while this is going on. Because as Disco was saying, no one's going to be in Vegas if his club can even stay open, right?
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, and I just saw that a big AAA show has been canceled. They can't have it, so Conan's losing money. I'm losing money, so you can be sure that there will be a whole lot of Patreon activity going on for the next few weeks and watch-alongs and all that shit, but... So
I think this is a perfect time for podcasting. Like, I've actually started listening and downloading way more shows than I ever did, because usually I listened to maybe 1 to 3 podcasts a week. Now I've got at least 13 of them ready to go.
How many of them are on the Reality Check Network?
It's so funny that the RC is the name. They are retarded cunts.
I shouldn't even have said it, because now I gave Husey the opening to bury them.
You know, I did have something to tell Husey about them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with this border closure, he doesn't have to worry about getting extracted now.
True. I'm safe from my beatdown from their fat arms for another couple of weeks.
That's true. That is true.
I'd like to talk about their YouTube. Don't you find it strange that in the history of YouTube, which has been around for what?
20 years, at least.
I think
2005.
2005, oh, really? YouTube came out.
No shit.
Right, so that's 30 years ago, right? And in the history of the creation of YouTube, never once ever has a video ever gone down in views.
Funny how that happens.
Now, the only possible solution, not that I'm making any accusations, but the only possible solution is that those fat slobs are definitely, definitely using click farms, and they're getting caught out because that's what tarnished YouTube for about 2 years.
Which I have advocated the use of click farms for the Keeping It 100 YouTube and my own, and said things to Husey along those lines. Like, well, why don't you just buy subscribers? You know, fuck it. Give yourself a jump start. But apparently YouTube frowns on that sort of thing. So,
yeah, if you get a, just say you uploaded a video tomorrow, because Joe has about 100 subscribers now. Just say it got 1 million views overnight. Yeah. That could get you shut down, or at least they'd be like, how the fuck did he get that many views with so few subscribers?
Yeah.
And that's the problem with the Beard Dye Network, and they're going to get caught, and I was proven right again. Oh, God, it hurts being great.
Well, what I it's unfortunate for those guys that there's not going to be any televised wrestling for a while, so I don't know what the fuck they're going to talk about but or fill their lives with. But anyway.
Well, nobody ever heard what they said anyway.
Anyway, I was talking to Mr. Durbin about the change that this virus has brought about his life and his work schedule and whatnot. But Aaron, you how's the situation now? I mean, obviously, what are you just you have like zero gigs coming up because of everything?
Well, I'd say by this time next week that'll probably be the case. Belfast are a bit slow. Keeping up with the rest of the world, Belfast. Northern Ireland, sort of, our government is fucking just, you know, they're idiots. Like, they sort of they wait until the last minute to do anything. So, but I would say by this time next week, that'll be the case. I'd say Northern Ireland will be on lockdown, the same as down south, because Ireland is on lockdown at the minute. So, I do gigs down in Ireland. I would be down over the border every Friday night and Sunday night. And they're closed up. The clubs down there are all closed up. I was in Limelight last night in Belfast. It went ahead. But they're all scrambling. And they run, the guys that own Limelight, it's a production company called Shine. So they would run a lot of festivals and stuff in Northern Ireland. Like, Husey would know, like, Bell Sonic and Custom House Square and all those. Like they're big gigs in the city. Like, you're talking, I think, what's Bell Sonic at Ormo Park? What's that, Husey? About 20,000 people, maybe?
Yeah.
So, like, they're all on the verge of being cancelled. You've obviously the St. Patrick's Day parties coming up this week. They're all being cancelled. So everyone's scrambling, but there's not much you can do about it. Yeah. You're just going to have to suck it up and fucking
I put anyone.
Hopefully, if you've got a few quid or a few dollars saved away, you're just going to have to live off it for the next couple of months.
My whole thing, though, is that I think as shit as this all is, I think it's going to be all back to normal by at least the end of April. Hmm. And then it's going to be amazing because you're going to get 1 million films coming out at the same time, 1 million gigs happening, all these pub theme nights. You can actually go outside and walk. You can make socialize with people. You can go on vacations. It's going to be, it's like having a fucking acne breakout where you, for a while you think, oh my God, this is my face. I look like I've got AIDS. And then it fucking, it cures up, and then everything goes back to normal, and it's great. You look like Bon Jovi.
I think if you have
it's going to be worse by the end of April, like, to be honest. I think we're talking June, July, August time before there's any sign of anything clearing up. Like, I think come April, it'll be 10 times worse than what it is now.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking, too. And one thing that I've read, even though I haven't, like, studied this, I'm a variety of articles and hearing things on TV and whatnot, is that we're all going to stay in, right? It's an unofficial quarantine. People are going to try to avoid each other the best they can. And the cases are going to start clearing up. And it's going to be like, oh, we're down to this many cases. And these people have gotten better and whatnot. And the deaths have stopped. And then people start going outside again. Bam. It's like a second fucking rush of the virus. And that's apparently what they're predicting. Like, we're going to think it's okay. And then we're all going to go back outside. It's going to be like, whoops. So, but I put out a Creative Control Daily for fucking once the other day. And I said that, the reason that I started taking it seriously was when I saw the NBA just say, fuck it, we're done. The NHL do the same thing. Then Live Nation canceled, like, every concert and tour. And I do find that interesting. Like Aaron was saying, like, one of the things I really focused on is what is going to happen to all these countries' economies? All these people all of a sudden, boom, stop having fucking any kind of wages at all? How are they going to pay their bills? And what are the governments going to do? I know that I saw Italy and Australia put some kind of, like, stoppage on mortgages and electric bills and shit like that. I don't know how it's going to go for you guys, but over here in the States, like that, they don't do shit like that. For
me and Hughie are fucked. They'll probably put the price of fucking mortgage rates and rent rates and electric rates up over
you
here.
Think?
And fucking greedy bastards.
Oh, it sucks, man. Yeah. So, so you're running. You know, your gigs are going to pretty much cease. What was it looking like last night when you were out? Was there people fucking with their faces covered? I mean, did they have gloves on? Was anyone being careful?
Nope.
No,
the staff had rubber gloves on. All the staff had the sanitizer and wore rubber gloves. But as far as the customers, they were just as normal. And it was packed. Like, you probably about 1,500 people in the club last night. So.
Did you notice a lot of total strangers swapping bodily fluids and stuff?
All that. Oh, fuck. Fingering each other and everything.
Coronavirus.
Especially in that place, Limelight, or should I say not the Limelight, but there's a place called, let's just say, it's called the slime shite, just right. Saying they have a very, very lax policy on drug taking.
And fingering on the couches in the back.
Oh, that place is fucking crazy. I still go there.
Yeah, I mean,
usually barred for life, so he has his pictures are all over the
pictures
place.
Up. So with, as you just said, like people that, you know, a lot of people don't plan ahead and have a nice amount of savings, or just aren't capable of doing it with what they make or whatever. How many people on this call right now are actually, say, set up for 3 months of no work? Anybody?
No. Nope.
Very quiet, yeah.
I'm lucky in a way that because of my editing thing, I get to do it from home.
Yeah.
So he can still go out at the weekends and suck guys off for cash, you know? Mm. So he's
or they come here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, you don't want them to know where you live. But I mean,
maybe.
What sucks, I was talking to my wife about it last night. What sucks for me is, you know, they're like, well, we're going to extend or make it easier for people in the States to get unemployment or this and that. Except I'm an independent contractor.
Right.
So there ain't nobody paying me if I'm not getting paid. You know what I mean? I don't know what the fuck. If they do one of these monthly stipends that they were talking about, maybe they have to send everybody a grand for the next 3 months. But like I said, all that goes a little bit closer to the term that a lot of Americans hate, which is fucking socialism. So when you're just handing out money and food and shit, that's fucking socialism. And a large percentage of Americans don't even want to hear that term or anything to do with it. However, I did hear someone say the other day that a big viral pandemic like this turns everyone socialist. So I guess we'll find out how people are thinking. Fall is here and we could all use a stiff breeze. That's right, this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, confidence can take you far in life. It can also help in the bedroom, especially when it comes time to step up to the plate. And that's where Blue Chew comes in. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. So no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. You know, you always hear first impressions are important, but what about lasting impressions? It's time to get off the couch and back to work. And if your tool needs an upgrade, head to BlueChew.com. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, Blue Chew can help. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code CREATIVE at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code CREATIVE, to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. I sent you guys a story last night about this town in Illinois. What was it, Mike? Was it Champaign, Illinois or something?
Yeah, that's a big college town.
It's a big college town.
You know what? I think the Khans are from there. Tony Khan and his family.
Big Republicans, by the way. I don't know if anybody knew that, but they, the mayor of this town, because I don't know if Aaron saw this, basically mandated, like, during this crisis, you know, you can actually, like, legally make it a crisis or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. And they restrict all gun and ammunition sales now. They stopped all sales of alcohol. What else was on the list? Mike, did you look at it? Curfew, probably.
It said that they can take, the government can take over your house at any time if they want to.
Like, three of the most.
How well that's going to go.
Yeah, three of the most un-American things possible.
Yeah.
No guns, no booze, and we can fucking set up shop in your house. It's all, the whole fucking point of America was only because, you know, we didn't want British soldiers crashing in our houses. That's how it started.
That's so true.
They can do that? Have army stay in your house?
No. No, I mean, not according to the fucking Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That's how it. That's how the whole American-British conflict really started. That was one of the main sticking points, was British soldiers just taking over people's homes. So what they're doing in this town in Illinois, or if other towns follow suit, it's very, very anti-constitutional. So it's fucking, it's going to be interesting. I mean, but one thing that I was looking at was, as we mentioned before, everyone in the goddamn concert industry and live event industry is fucked. You know, all these, and then you talk about all the wrestlers that were just about to go down fucking Tampa. These guys that make, say they make 30 grand a year off wrestling, and a third of that is this 1 week, WrestleMania week, right? Multiple matches, autographs, pictures. They're all fucked. I mean, it's just, and it happened out of nowhere to me because I wasn't paying attention. I'll admit that. So to me, it was like one day it was like, all right, this bullshit flu is going to pass and nothing's going to happen. And then the next day, everything was canceled.
It was very like, serious, shit, hasn't it? Very quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to describe it.
Right.
Yeah.
So how does Hambone, how does the what's your situation where you're at? Is there any restrictions, or how's it affecting you so far?
Well, for right now here in West Virginia, we're actually the only state as of now without a confirmed case. But they are still taking precautions. They just Friday they announced all schools closed as of Monday. And they've canceled a lot of events and, you know, concerts and, you know, just about any type of ballet, you know, just about any type of thing like that you could think of.
There's a lot is there a lot of live ballet in West Virginia?
There actually is in Charleston. The Charleston crowd actually likes it.
Take my eyes, just not the ballet.
I've been seeing, you know, alerts just about every couple of hours that something else is canceling, kind of like the trend seems to be globally. But like I said, we don't have a case yet. But I went to two stores Friday morning with my parents, and there were, in Kroger's, there were no toilet paper, no bleach, no milk, no bread, no a lot of the cleaning supplies, laundry detergent, like all that stuff was like almost all gone.
People are out of their minds with groceries, because it's like the whole point of, you know, being shut in and all this is that you're going to need stuff that lasts, like canned goods.
Right.
Or gallons of water, of course, fucking lasts forever. The people that have 4 to 5 to 6 gallons of milk in their cart, it's like, dude, how long does a gallon of milk last? 7 days? 10? Maybe? Stop. You're not drinking that much fucking milk. Like, you fucking crazy-ass hoarders.
I don't get the whole toilet roll situation.
I don't get that.
It's one of the, like, setbacks from this virus that you're like constantly shitting yourself all day, or
is it people just blowing
their nose? Like, I don't get why everyone's panic buying toilet roll.
I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things that's on the list of things, right?
Maybe people are just jerking off all day.
Which reminds
won't this possibly set up a lot of robberies? Because if they see, oh, they've got 50 rolls of toilet roll in their house, let's break in and kick Durbin's head in,
robbing
and
me,
motherfucker, steal all his toilet roll and his woman's WWE title belt there, and we'll have a great time.
Have you seen the videos, Hughie, going about Belfast, the drug dealers scaling up pieces of toilet paper?
Oh, yeah, and selling it in the little bags. That's great.
Did you all see the story about the guy in Tennessee?
The hand sanitizer guy.
Yeah, the hand sanitizer guy. He bought like 17,000 bottles of hand sanitizer, and now Amazon and eBay won't let him sell it.
That's fucking anti-American too, right there. The man's just trying to be an entrepreneur. You know, but I actually don't have a Blue Chew ad scheduled for this show, but I was going to say, guys, if there's any time to plug your fucking Blue Chew ads, it's right now, because what are people going to have to do besides stay at home and jerk off? But maybe if they're lucky, actually have sex with another person.
Well, if you happen to have an ACC staying with you when she shuts her fucking mouth for every 20 minutes, which does happen, for as a 20-minute break every 6 hours, get your Blue Chew with the code HELLO, and because she's a pain in the arse, you give her one.
Or BEDROOM, I think, is another code, or Durbin, or Creative. Unfortunately, Hambone's Blue Chew sponsorship has not continued, but hey.
It's all good.
Looking for a place to bet on NFL and NCAA football? BetDSI is an industry leader in football betting and the best sports book for both novice and professional bettors alike. At BetDSI, you can also enjoy live in-game betting. You can bet your favorite teams all game long, including props on nearly every play to the final whistle. BetDSI.com has been paying winners for 20 years. There's 10,000-plus betting options daily on all the sports you love to watch, plus a live casino and daily fantasy play. So use your sports and pop culture knowledge to make some extra cash this week. BetDSI is a very user-friendly interface and mobile site. It's the top-rated on all the betting review sites. It's got the fastest payouts in the industry, so simply play, win, and get paid. BetDSI also offers betting options for everything. Bet on NFL, college football, NBA, NHL, UFC, golf, and all other major sports, politics, reality TV, esports, virtually everything. Try live betting at BetDSI where you can bet on every major sport through the entire game, every play, and every minute. And new members will get a 100% bonus match using promo code CCD100. That's more than double your money to start winning today. You know, I use BetDSI myself. I recently placed my bets for Fury and Wilder on there, as well as some football bets on Sunday night. So if you want to add some excitement to the sports you are love or any sports you are watching, check out BetDSI.com. Once again, go to BetDSI.com and use the promo code CCD100 and get this limited time 100% bonus offer to make some extra cash on the sports you know and love. And if you use Bitcoin, you can get 100% deposit bonus on your first two deposits up to $2,000. It's only a game until you bet it at BetDSI. You know, a wise man once advised me, always leave them wanting more. And that applies to music, to stand-up comedy, to writing, to podcasting even. Always leave them wanting more. And that's why I'm going to cut this into two parts. That and 7 a.m. and I want to go to sleep. So, part two of the official Creative Control Network coronavirus celebration / end of the world depression will be out either later today even or tomorrow. But I want to thank Husey. Check out his Husey Hello every Monday. I want to thank Hambone, the freaking Hambone Show, usually out every Sunday. His episode was slightly delayed. Spreaker's been having some issues amongst all this madness, but it'll be out as soon as possible. Aaron Pavis from the Bedroom to the Booth comes out every Friday. And, of course, Mr. Electricity himself, Mike Durbin, and the Mike Durbin Show, which is slated for an every Tuesday release. Hopefully, we get one soon. I think Mike is going through... if he had just had a child, I'd call it postpartum depression, as I've mentioned before. Once he had his Vince Russo episodes and his Disco Inferno episode, I think he hit the peak, he feels, of his podcasting run. I don't agree. I think he does a great job. So hopefully Mike puts some shows out soon. Hopefully he keeps his gig. Hopefully everyone on the show manages to survive this nonsense. Not just, you know, I hope they live. And I don't want anyone to die. So let's hope they live. And let's hope they continue to be able to pay their bills and all that. And the same goes for everyone listening. Stay healthy and do what you got to do to keep the lights on. Hey, you got to stick up a liquor store? Make it quick because they're all closing. But thank you for checking this out. Part two tomorrow with Husey, Aaron Pavis, Mike Durbin, and Hambone. While you've got some extra time on your hands, check out the Creative Control Daily Archives. And check out everyone else on Creative Control Network. Husey, Durbin, Hambone, Aaron Pavis, Jamie Irwin, and what's your favorite? Way Back Playback with Pat McNeil and Jim Vailey. An honorable mention with Shane Hagedorn and Jeff Schwartz. The Four Sportsmen. Highway to Helms with Shane Helms. Vampiro Vigilante. Already on a hiatus. That's okay. That's okay. It could be back as soon as next week. What a Rush with Road Warrior Animal. Check them all out if you can support their sponsors. I'm not twisting anybody's arm. I realize we're about to go through some troubling times here. But if you can, especially check out that Figs one. Wearfigs.com. Creative 15. For 15% off. If you know someone that's going to be, that's going to have their hands full in the medical and healthcare industry coming up, hey, grab them a gift, help support the show, whatever. Meantime, everyone have a good day. If you're at work, stay safe, stay healthy. If you're home, try to make the best of this. You know, spend time with family or watch that terrific TV series you've been putting off or listen to a podcast or whatever it is you want to do. But either way, thank you for listening and come back tomorrow.